This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, filling in for Todd Cochran. Coming up, best Android phones under $400, the five best stock market apps for Android and iOS, best music streaming app for Android, when is Amazon Prime Day, and AT&T latest unlimited plans. Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1292 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, June 21st. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show. Thanks for tuning in and staying subscribed. Also like to welcome our new listeners as well. Thank you for tuning in as well. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to head over to geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. You can do so on the website in the right-hand side column. You can subscribe to Apple Podcasts on Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn. Also, we're on Geek News Central on Spotify. You can also subscribe via a RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can click on more subscribe options and it'll show you how the tools on how to get subscribed to the podcast. We also like you to visit geeknewscentral.com daily for the latest content that the GNC writing team has put up. They're putting up a lot of great content on the site. Now, if you would like to give, if you'd like to reach out to me with comments, feedback, etc., my email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I'm not on Twitter. However, you can follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. Just search for my name. My first name is spelled K-I-R-K, and my last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. You can watch the show or watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel, or you can watch on the Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Echo, Google Home, or Cortana device, you can say the keyword for those devices, either of those devices, play the podcast Geek News Central. We're also on Stitcher and on Blueberry.com. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor sorry, with Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written up by the GNC team, the New Media Show with Todd and Mr. Rob Greenlee. I'm getting tongue-tied. and of course, Podcast Legends. If you'd like to join us via our chat room, via at geeknews.chat, I'm there most Mondays and Thursday evenings. You can also, if you wish to join our Slack channel, talk with all the other folks, speak with other folks, including me on Slack, send Todd an email to geeknews@gmail.com, and he'll get you added into the Slack channel. This show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. Over at GoDaddy, you can get various products and services, be it if you wish to get a blog set up or a podcast or an e-store. Whenever you want to get your presence online, there's many codes available, and Todd has some great deals for you, like save 30% on new product purchases, get a .com for 99 cents new or transfer, $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month manage WordPress hosting first year with a free domain, and also 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder. Your choice of personal business your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Share these codes with the friends, family, people that you know. Again, there's a lot of great deals can be found. I have a blog that I'm working on that I purchased one of the codes via GoDaddy, one of these codes, save you some money, and helps Todd in a big, big way, pays his bills, puts gas in the car, food on the table, rent, mortgage payment, etc. So thank you so much for supporting the podcast and keeping the lights on over at Geek News Central. As I mentioned at the top, Todd is still away on vacation. He'll be back 1 week from today on Thursday, June 28th. Yep, June 28th. I'm just checking my calendar. He'll be back live in the studio Thursday 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm filling in. I'll be here with you here on this podcast for this episode and on Monday's episode. Now, as I mentioned at the my last episode on Monday, people were telling me that I got some feedback that that the audio levels were a little low. Hopefully now the audio is a lot better now. And when I published the podcast up, I noticed that the podcast feed is not catching. I imagine in the podcast apps, you can play the episode on the website on Geek News Central. I did reach out to Todd. I have to figure out. I have to come. Technical issues going on. So when I get that looked into to find out what's going on, why it's not loading, and he mentioned to me something about a few things. So I'm going to look into it, and I'll reach out to him and hopefully get this fixed. So that way we can continue on. Okay. So as far as what's going on with me, it's awesome being doing part of this podcast guest hosting. I'm having a lot of fun and got a lot of great support from all of the Ohan out there, which I really, really do appreciate. And it's a joy to be a part of it. And I thank Todd immensely for allowing me to guest host while he's away. And he's on a well-deserved vacation. And I'm sure that he needs some downtime. And so I'd like to give him all my thanks for allowing me to be a part of this guest hosting duties for the past few days and upcoming on Monday. So we'll be back again on next Thursday and welcome him back with open arms. So I mentioned that I have my post title for today's episode is Googapalooza, and there's a lot going on in the Google universe, so to speak. So let's get started. First up, Moto Phones Motorola is releasing in 2018. There is the Motorola One Power. There is the Moto Z3, the Moto X5. Already that's been out is the Moto Z3 Play, and also Moto G6, G6 Plus, and G6 Play, the Moto E5, E Plus, Moto E5, E5 Plus, E5 Play. Say that five times real fast. So there's a link in the show notes on the various models, various Motorola phones that are out right now. Continuing on in the Googleverse, the best Android phones under $400 in 2018. This is on AndroidCentral.com. Best overall Moto X4. Best for outside the U.S. Moto G6 Plus. Best for even less Moto G6. And best overall Moto X4. So Android Central has details on the best Android phone under $400 in 2018. Coming out just now is how to use Android messages on the web. So you can text to smartphone to smartphone or phone to phone. Now you can text message via web browser, it'll show you there's a link on the, and there's a pop-up, which I don't want. Okay. Instructions on how to use it on the web. This is on digitaltrends.com. They'll show you on how to get Android messages on the web. Okay. And other news, Android, this is also from Android Central to Android Central Heavy for the news. Google is sending out promo codes for 15% off the Pixel 2 and the Pixel 2 XL. I have a Pixel 2. I love it. The Pixel 2 XL is a little pricey. So I decided to go with the Pixel 2. It's a great phone. And it'll show you on with the 15% discount, the Pixel 2 64 gig, $55 regularly. It was regularly $649, take off $55. $551, Pixel 2 with 128 gigabyte, regularly $749. Now it's down to $636. The Pixel 2 XL 64 gig, regular $849, $721, and the Pixel 2 XL with 128 gigabyte, regularly $949. It's now $806. So there is a long code on how to get the promo code. Details on that. It's first come, first serve. So I would get on it as soon as possible. So today is the, here in the East Coast in the United States, it is the first day of summer, and it's beautiful weather out here in my neck of the woods in Hamilton, New Jersey. And Google is celebrating summer and winter solstice with a pair of doodles. It's a really nice doodle on the Google homepage. So happy summer, first day of summer with, and Google is coming out with a new doodle. And that is the, okay, continuing on, the, this is on makeuseof.com, the 5 best free stock market apps for Android and iOS. There's different, if you follow stocks on a daily basis, there's different apps that you can choose from. For Android iOS, there's a Ticker Stock Portfolio Manager. There's Yahoo Finance. There's Stock Twits, Investing.com, Real-Time Stocks Tracker. So if you want to follow the stocks, there's various apps that you can get that looked into for you. Now, I mentioned a while back on my last last guest hosted on, and I asked the listeners on the various music app, streaming apps. There's Amazon Prime Music, there's Apple Music, Google Play Music, the list goes on and on and on. And Android Central has an article about the best music streaming app for Android. And they go through the list of different types of music streaming apps that are available. And of all the music apps that are out there, they selected Spotify. And, I'm not a Spotify user, but it gives a lot of points on why it's the best overall. It's on Android app, Android Wear, Android TV. It's Android Auto compatibility. There's a web client, there's a desktop client, Chromecast. I'm getting really tongue-tied. Compatibility. Google Assistant compatibility, max audio quality, device limit, songs available, library limit, the list goes on and on and on. There's an extensive list on why they choose that Spotify is the best overall music streaming app. So I'm going to take a look and give it a whirl and see, you know, and see if it's true that's the best overall app. We'll see. Okay, that's enough for the that's all the Google news that's going on in the world. So in another tech news. Now I bought my wife a smartphone. It was an LG V30, and she wanted to get a lot of her photos on her phone, and she's very Google, I guess, not savvy with Google and photos and things of that nature. So I was showing her how to use her phone, how to set it up with the apps and what have you. The best thing with Google Photos is you can view it on smartphone, you can view it on a browser, etc. So I was showing her how to transfer photos from my phone to her phone for Google Photos. Now on lifehacker.com, instead of photos, there's a great article on how you can import video from an SD card to your iPad or iPhone. So if you have an SD card in either your iPad or from your phone, there is a great article with the steps on how to do that. And again, this is the link. I'll have the link in the link up in the show notes on how to do that, on how to import video. Okay. Now, Todd mentioned a while back about a few weeks ago, I believe, about MoviePass. Apparently, MoviePass is going to begin surge pricing next month. Business Insider reports today that MoviePass will start charging surge prices for certain movies during particular times when the app deems a showing to be exceptionally popular. MoviePass will charge its subscribers an additional $2, according to CEO Mitch Lowe. At certain times, quote, at certain times for certain films on opening weekend, there could be additional charge for films. He told Business Insider the new pricing is set to take effect in July, but Lowell said subscribers to the annual plan will be exempt. Excuse me. There are two other chains on the way that are probably more palatable to MoviePass customers. In August, the company will launch a bring a friend option where subscribers can add a ticket for another person for somewhere near the retail price of the ticket. And there's the details on what's going on with MoviePass. Now, with I have a full time job, and a lot of customers that I speak with as a collections representative on making a payment on their bill, some customers are wary on going on our website, my company's website, to make a payment, and they're a little leery. And I recommend to my customers, and I tell customers on when making a payment. On you go into the URL and you type in HTTPS and then the .nameofcompany.com. It's a secure page, so you can easily make transactions. It's encrypted. It's not going to escape. In any information's not going to escape. There is a good article on makeuseof.com. talking about 7 myths about HTTPS and SSL certificates you shouldn't believe. It's a great article, and I was reading about it. Like, for example, myth 1, only e-commerce sites need SSL. That's one myth. SSL won't affect web traffic. SSL significantly slows page loading. SSL certificates are cutting edge. SSL certificates are expensive if you want to get an e-store. There's a myth. It's not expensive. SSL certificates encrypt all data, and SSL encryption is foolproof. So there's so this article gives you the myths and details about that. When I recommend again to make sure that when you're going to a page and you're making a payment, banking, make sure that the site is secure. If you don't see that padlock on the edge, the HTTPS, it's not secure. I wouldn't recommend doing any business on that website. In other news, Amazon Prime is coming. It's Amazon Prime is 2018, Amazon Prime Day 2018. Amazon just accidentally let slip that its fourth annual Prime event, Prime Day event, will seemingly last 36 hours, starting at noon on Monday, July 16th, and running all the way through Tuesday, running all the way through Tuesday, the 17th, as first spotted by Tech Radar. It's a bit later than the previous years and still nearly a month off. And you can check back on there on check in for pre Amazon Prime on the latest details, latest deals for Amazon Prime, Prime Day 2018. That's starting on Monday, July 16th. With Google Assistant, we all talk about when you say Google, when you have your smartphone, and I'm not going to say it, when you say okay, and then the word. It's not setting off anyone's phones. I'm looking at my phone. It's not set off good. Okay. On Engadget.com, Google Assistant no longer needs every hey and okay. This is for your smart speaker. At last, you don't have to call out Google Assistant by name every time when you issue a command. As promised at Google I.O., Google has made Assistant's continued conversation available for U.S. English speakers using a home speaker. You enable it in your preferences, and you don't have to use hey keyword or okay keyword for follow-ups, even if you have multiple requests. So that's great. Great that you don't have to keep saying okay or hey. You can just say once and you're done. One and done. Other news going on. Uber drivers made more than $600 million in tips in 1 year. Oh, wow. Interesting. Since finally launching in-app tipping for drivers last year, Uber has facilitated more than $600 million worth of payments and tips to drivers. In August, Uber hit $50 million in tips. Since introducing mid-trip ratings and tips in May, there has been a 30% increase in tipping. I use Lyft. I got my wife to use Lyft. She loves it, and it's one tap, and it's fun, and it's one tap, and it's done. And it there was a tipping feature in the app as well. So good on Uber and drivers making some extra cash with tips. Good on them. Fantastic. All right, next up, there's a post on Google's blog that there you can have more transparency and control in your Google account. And there's a great article on they updated some new features on your Google account, on how to secure your data, privacy and security information. So there is a great article on where to go on how to update your control your account. Now, we all heard about it was all over the news online, on TV, about the Time Warner AT&T merger, acquisition, whatever you call it. I believe it was $70 billion, I believe. Billion with a B. Verizon came out with their next unlimited plan. Now AT&T's latest unlimited plans include a new live TV service. The carrier has unveiled two new wireless plans, Unlimited and More, and Unlimited and More Premium, that both include its previously hinted at Watch TV service, plus a $15 credit for DirecTV Now at no extra charge. The offering gives you 30-plus live TV channels as well as on-demand shows, and it won't surprise you to hear that Warner Media channels play a big part. CNN, TBS, and TCM are in the mix alongside third-party channels like A&E, BBC World News, and in the near future, Viacom channels like Comedy Central. Watch TV should be available on virtually any modern smartphone or web browser, as well as unspecified streaming media hubs. The plans arrive next week and will start at $70 per month for an individual line after using AutoPay and paperless bill credits. For the unlimited, for the regular Unlimited More plan, which doesn't include any tethering and limits video quality, the 480p. It's a hike of $5 more per month over Unlimited Choice Enhanced, although multi-line services start at $40 per line. You'll need to pay $80 per month again after credits for more and premium to get 15 gig. Get 15 gig of full speed tethering and 1080p video streaming. But there is a perk beyond that. You can add premium service of your choice. It can be another TV network such as HBO, Showtime, or Stars, or a streaming music provider like Amazon Music Unlimited or Pandora Premium. So with the merger, AT&T is coming out with the plan, and we'll see what happens going forward on with this plan, and if other carriers may come out with other plans. We'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye out for it. I love Hulu. I have it my Hulu on my tablet. I have it on my phone, and I love watching the various shows, the back catalog. We got tons of back catalog of shows. The one I'm just watching right now is a Showtime called Billions. It's a great show. I give it 2 enthusiastic thumbs up. There's a great article on everything you know about Hulu and about on-demand streaming that starts at $7.99. There has about the apps. There's Sprint has a plan. Sprint has an unlimited plan that comes with Hulu. If you're a new customer to Hulu, you get a 1 month free trial. I highly recommend Hulu. It's great. It's got all the TV shows, major networks that air the day after. I believe HBO is on. You can add that as well. But there's an article on and a link. I'll have the link up in the show notes about everything about Hulu. Speaking of Amazon, I was talked about earlier, Amazon Prime Day 2018. Now there is a Amazon's coming out with Amazon Prime Wardrobe and how you can sign up for it. There's a link. There's a link up in the show notes from MakeUseOf.com. on how it works and returns and how to purchase clothes, which me personally, I wouldn't recommend. I don't purchase clothes on Amazon. I'm more into electronics and things for the house, but that's just me. So if you like to, and just to put a question out to the listeners, would you purchase clothes on Amazon Prime? I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. Email me at pa@geeknewscentral.com. And finally, next year, CES is coming. CES 2019 is coming, and I, along with the GNC team, was down in Las Vegas covering all startups. It was a lot of fun, and I, along with the team, will be there. In 2019, details to come. It's 6 months away. We'll have live coverage. The team will have live coverage on CES 2019, it should be a lot of fun. I was the social media producer, running the live blog and keep an eye on the social networks, Facebook, and being on time on the floor. Now there's apparently. There's a startup where there's a burger robot startup restaurant. This is a article on hardware.slashdot.org. Creators transparent burger robot doesn't grind your brisket and chuck steak in a gourmet patty until you order it. That's just one way the startup, formerly known as Momentum Machines, want to serve the world's freshest cheeseburger for just $6. On June 27th, after 8 years in development, Creator unveils its first robot restaurant before opening to the public in September. And there's a link on the article on the YouTube on the restaurant. And once you order your burger style through a human concierge on a tablet, a compressed air tube pushes a bake that day bun into an elevator on the right. It's sawed in half by vibrating knife before being toasted and buttered as lowered to conveyor belt. Sauces measured by the milliliter and spices by the gram are automatically squirted onto the bun. Whole pickles, tomatoes, onions, and blocks of nice cheese get sliced shaven off just a second before they are dropped on top. So there's a burger robot startup to make your burgers. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, there's, with all the technology going on in the world, to be perfectly honest, I do not want a robot making me a burger. I'd rather have a human being make my burger. when I saw this and I saw the video, it's not that long. I think it's a minute and a half video. I believe it's a minute and a half, a little longer maybe. I question why would anyone would have a robot. I guess robots are the future. And what will come up next? All right, that's all that I have for today. I want to thank you so much for tuning in and staying subscribed and downloading this podcast. Big thank you and thanks to all the Geek News Central insiders. Another way to support the show is at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Great way to support the show. On doing so, there's a you can donate via monthly 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, $25 a month. There's a link, there's a pay button, there's a subscribe button to go to monthly donations. It's a great way to support a show, support me and Todd, which is very, 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 very appreciative. If you wish to, instead of going online, if you go on to make a donation, or monthly donation, excuse me, you can you want to mail your check. You can do so. There's an address on that page at geeknewscentral.com/insider. All right, that's it. That's all for the time I have with you all today for this podcast. Thank you so much for, again, tuning in. I will be back with you on Monday for another episode of the Geek News Central podcast. Till then, I will talk to you soon.